I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. When she first arrived in Europe, she was hailed as a hero. Sarah Mardini is her name. She and her sister Yusra were athletes in Syria, swimmers. But in 2015, they were also migrants, making the dangerous journey by boat from Turkey to the Greek island of Lesbos. When it became clear that the boat was overloaded, the sisters jumped into the water. Later, Sarah recalled how they guided the other passengers to safety.
There was a sea that was very rough. I was looking to everybody and seeing that we might die. And I knew if I want to make it, I'm going to make it. And then all the people on the boat, we believed that we're going to make it and we wanted to make it.
And they did make it. The sisters resettled in Germany eventually. Yusra, you might remember, went on to swim in the Olympics. Sarah Mardini, she went to work with a Greek nonprofit that helps refugees on Lesbos. And in August this year, she was arrested by Greek authorities. Sarah was in prison until last week when she was let out on bail. We reached her in Berlin today and asked what she remembers about the day she was detained.
So I was in the airport of Lesbos Island and I was heading back home to Berlin.
And what were you doing on Lesbos?
I was a search and rescue Arabic translator volunteer.
Did the authorities tell you what the charges are?
Yes. Money laundering, spying on the state, being a member of criminal organization, using like a legal vehicle. And what else do I have? Smuggling refugees, trafficking humans. Yeah, all these things together.
So tell me what you think about these charges.
I deny all of them because I don't believe anything that I've done back on the island that is related to any of these charges.
Did you expect that something like this, anything like this, could happen to you?
Never. No.
So I gather you were taken to a prison in Lesbos. Can you describe what that was like?
So it's basically not a prison. It was a detention center, like police station. I stayed there for 2 weeks. It was a very small room with 3 beds. And it just became everything, my living room, my bedroom, I even have to ask some people, like the guards, to take me to the bathroom. And sometimes it takes forever.
So what went through your mind in this little cell in prison? On one hand, you're hailed as a hero a few years ago, and now you're accused of these charges. What were you thinking?
I was very disappointed because deep inside of me, I knew that I didn't meant to harm anyone or to do anything illegal. I just wanted to help people. And then I felt that this is, like, I don't deserve any of this. Like, I totally deserve the opposite after all the work that we have done on the island.
I mean, given that you deny all these charges, why do you think you were arrested?
I don't know. I still don't know. I think I will only know the truth when I'm in the trial.
How did your family react?
My family was in shock because they didn't know about the arrest that I had in February. So a friend of mine told me that no one believed it. Everybody just stopped calling everybody because they know I'm a humanitarian and a volunteer. So I was in shock that me was end up in jail.
Tell me more about that humanitarian work, because your work on the island of Lesbos, it's not just that kind of moment in 2015 where you rescued, 17 people. You've been doing humanitarian work since. So tell me what you have been doing on Lesbos.
I was part of ERCI team, Emergency Response Center International, and I was volunteer because I'm native Arabic, so I used to translate. I help with fundraising for like a small projects or small ideas that we do. I'm a lifeguard and swimmer rescuer, so I always cooperate with the boat landings with the team. So this was my work there.
So you were arrested in August, correct?
Yes.
And after being detained on Lesbos, you were moved to Athens, and then last week released on bail. Did you expect the release to happen last week?
No. No. And even when they told me that I'll be out, I didn't believe it.
Do you know what happens now in your case?
No, we're just waiting till the trial.
Are you hoping to continue with your volunteer work on Lesbos?
Yes.
And what's that going to entail for the next few months, being winter?
I'm distributing like clothes, warm items. And for years, yeah, we had a medical team. So you can imagine how many diseases and sickness people get in the winter. But we're not there anymore. But if this finish, I hope the team will be back.
Syrian refugee, swimmer, and humanitarian volunteer Sarah Mardini speaking with me from Berlin today. She's still awaiting trial back in Greece.